Let us open our Bible to Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 to 7. Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James and his brother John, the sons of Zebedee, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the patriarch, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. These 12 men were sent out by Jesus with the following instructions. Do not go to any Gentile territory or to any Samaritan towns. Instead, you are to go to the lost sheep of the people of Israel. Go and preach. The kingdom of heaven is near. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. How are you, my dear brothers and sisters? I hope you are doing well. So today we are discussing the Gospel of Matthew. It is the Wednesday Gospel, July 7, 2021. So the reflection for today is about calling. Our God is calling all of us. Do you believe that, brother, my dear brothers and sisters? Do you feel anxious, uneasy, or excited about His calling? Like a telephone, when a telephone rings and you know who is on the line, are you going to let it ring until it goes to the voicemail? Or you ask someone in your home to be a proxy to answer the call and to tell the person that you are either away or you are busy? Or are you going to take up the call? I'm sure that there are different answers, but if there's a will, there's a way. Amen. Amen. So for today, I would like to impart you 3 points. The first one is that we are called by our name. Our Lord Jesus Christ knows our name, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. So when Jesus called the 12 disciples, he knows every one of them. He selected them. He chose them among the many. They are elected ones. Amen. And before he did the calling, the day before, he went up to the hill and spent the whole night praying to God. So it is a serious matter. The calling of our Lord God are serious. It is important. Amen. So, my dear brothers and sisters, do you know the 12 apostles? The names of the 12 apostles? What are their names according to the Bible? Let us read it again. First is Simon Peter. So Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. And there's another two brothers. It's John and James. They are the sons of Zebedee. And then there's Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the patriarch, so there are two Simons, and two James, amen, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. So each one of them, my dear brothers and sisters, have different characteristics, amen, but they have one purpose. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we all know that some of these men are fishermen, the brothers, Peter and Andrew, James and John. They were fishermen. And so it means that the calling is not based on the position in the society or a profession. It is not a profession and it is not a career. Yeah. And also, we know also that these men do not have any previous training about preaching. So when God calls you, He doesn't check what is your profession or career. He calls you because He wants to be with you. He wants you to be to take part of His life, to have intimacy with Him. Amen. Amen. So second, the second point I would like to share is that we are appointed, my dear brothers and sisters. When God calls us, for sure we need to respond. It's either positive or negative. Amen? So, as we know, the disciples of Christ, when Jesus Christ calls them, they follow immediately. They left whatever they were doing and followed Him. Are we able to do the same? You know, my dear brothers and sisters, that as a fisherman, before they only think about themselves or what they eat, what they wear, and what their family needs. But now that they accept the calling of Jesus, they have a bigger responsibility. And this responsibility is not an easy task. It's not a piece of cake. Amen. So when you say yes, it's a yes. There's no turning back. Amen. Amen. So when Jesus appointed them, Jesus gave them spiritual blessings. This is the great privilege, my dear brothers and sisters. What are these privileges? In the Bible, He said, He gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and every sickness. So you see, our God will equip you. He will not leave you alone. Amen. He is there all the way. Amen. Amen. And the third point is that we are sent as a missionary. Amen. So Jesus said, go and preach the gospel. Here He says, go and preach, the kingdom of heaven is near. So do not be afraid. We are baptized Christians. We have a royal blood, but not only a royal blood, we also have a royal soul. Because we belong to God. Amen. We belong to the family of God. Amen. Amen. So, as a missionary, when we are called, we should act immediately. We should not wait until I don't know, like some people will say that after they get married, after they get children, after their children grow up, then that's the time to serve the Lord. No, it is right now. Amen. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, there's inner joy when you serve the Lord, and you will feel it, because our God is gracious. Amen. Amen. So let us do a recap. So our God calls us by our name. He knows us. It requires a personal response. And when we respond, then we say, yes, we will be appointed. We'll be given a task. And the third one, we are sent as missionary. Amen. So my dear brothers and sisters, I pray that all of us will hear the voice of God and will listen and follow Him. And I pray that that we will have a courage to say yes. We'll have a courage to follow Him, to obey Him, to serve Him, to worship Him. We do not deserve to be His servant, because we are unworthy. We are sinners, my dear brothers and sisters. So God bless us all, and I pray that may God always be with you. Amen.